This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, 57 in Carborough, also 57 this morning in Hillsborough. Mostly sunny today. High today, about 83. Students in Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools head back to school this morning. And for two elementary schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District, the first day of the new year also marks the first day of a new era. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're delighted to be the district's first magnet school and looking forward to the opportunities in using bilingual education to close the achievement gap, particularly for students who have historically not been successful in our schools.
That's Emily Bivens, principal at Frank Porter Graham Elementary, which reopens on Monday as a dual language magnet school, the first in the district. More than 500 kids are enrolled at FPG, about half of which are new students in the district's Spanish dual language program. Meanwhile, across town, the new Northside Elementary School is finally open for business after years in the making, with 496 students enrolled and 80 employees on staff, and school officials say they couldn't be more excited. Principal Cheryl Carnahan, formerly of Estes Hills Elementary, sums up Northside's mission statement.
Thinking, learning, and growing with purpose, persistence, and pride.
Not to mention an approach that's eminently forward-thinking while still nodding back to the past. Every facet of the new building is consciously tailored to be both eco-friendly and high-tech, from the placement of the windows to the design of the students' chairs. Reflectors and skylights throughout the building maximize natural light to save on electricity. That electricity is channeled instead into a wide variety of state-of-the-art technology, including iPads, one for every two students, high-speed wireless internet, and interactive whiteboards that also function as massive touchscreens. Chalk on a slate is ancient history. Students sit on chairs designed to allow for wiggle room. They're even comfortable for adults. And the teachers wear microphones to ensure sound quality. Here's Carnahan.
It's a different way of thinking about technology, and our focus is always on what can we do to collaborate, communicate, and create with our technology.
But even as Northside looks to the future, it also makes a concerted effort to stay rooted in its historic past. Its location at 350 Caldwell Street is also the site of the original Northside Elementary, which served as Chapel Hill's elementary school for African Americans prior to integration. That history is preserved on the first floor of the three-story building, with a commemorative wall, a trophy case, and a gallery of decades-old photos, a veritable museum of the Northside community's educational history. That history will make its way into the classrooms as well. Northside's approach revolves around student-driven, project-based learning, and Carnahan says the first school-wide project will focus on Northside.
It will be about 12 weeks, and we'll start in October, building community and looking at the history of our school site. The essential question is, how can we, as historians, document what has happened in the past and use that for the present and project to the future?
And since the school is seeking to look in two directions at once, it's only fitting that Northside's symbol is the compass. There are dozens of them on the walls, floors, even the clocks, and the team name is the Navigators. Neither Northside nor FPG are opening without controversy, of course. In 2012, parents at FPG protested strongly against the school board's decision to convert the school to a dual-language magnet. And earlier this year, parents across the district spoke out against the new redistricting plan, which moved a large number of students out of their previous schools to ease overcrowding and make way for Northside. And as students across Chapel Hill Carborough return to class, school officials behind the scenes are still contending with another round of budget cuts at the state level, not to mention the threat of an even more difficult financial strain next year when the district's fund balance is projected to run dry. Still, Monday is a day of pride and optimism for local schools, Northside, FPG, and everywhere, as thousands of Orange County students return to what remain two of the top-rated districts in North Carolina. Here's Chapel Hill Carborough District spokesperson Jeff Nash.
It is going to be a great school year in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. It was a great year last year, and we have every reason to believe that despite anything you might see coming outside the Beltline, this is going to be a great school year.
Visit this story on our website, chapelborough.com, to see photos from the new Northside Elementary. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And as Aaron mentioned, it also is the first day of schools for the Chapel Hill, for the not only the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, but the Orange County school system as well. We'll have reports on that later on. And, of course, please be careful out there today. A lot of young drivers on the road trying to get to school, high school age. We're talking about a lot of little children out there waiting for school buses and some walking, some not knowing quite what they're doing yet as we get into the first day of the new school year. So please drive with a little extra caution out there. You know, ACT test scores in North Carolina have dropped in 2013, including right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system, and some predict state test scores will go down as well. System leaders say this is due to a shakeup in the North Carolina education system, which in the end, they believe will be better for students. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Diane Vilwalk, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Executive Director of Testing and Program Evaluation, said the new end-of-grade and end-of-course tests have been realigned with the ACT, the test now used as the state's measure for college readiness.
I'm going to predict that the proportion of Chapel Hill Carborough City School students who pass these tests is going to be between 50 and 75%. I think many students are going to score at lower achievement levels than they did the year before because we've raised the bars.
She said the predicted drop in test scores will not be a reason for parents to panic.
But that's because we raised the bar. It doesn't mean their children went backwards, lost ground, didn't learn enough, that kind of thing.
Vilwalk explained that the North Carolina education system has undergone several major changes recently.
The big thing that happened last year is we all moved to brand new curriculum. You know, it's all brand new, you're working through some things. You can imagine if you were teaching a new course, what that would take.
The new curriculum is called the Common Core State Standards. The state adopted the Common Core Standards because research showed that North Carolina students were not ready for college coursework or the workplace.
This year, when we go to analyze test score data, we're not going to do a head-to-head comparison of the 11-12 proficiency rates and this year's proportion of met standards because it's apples to oranges. But we will be talking a lot about growth because that's the one measure that manages to go across this change between tests and curriculum changes.
Another major change is that several years ago, the State Board of Education decided that the ACT would be the state's measure of college readiness. The SAT had been the most widely used college admission test in the past. North Carolina's high school class of 2013 scored last in the nation on the ACT, according to results released Wednesday. In Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, there was a 3% drop in the number of students who met all four benchmarks in the core subjects of English, reading, mathematics, and science, according to Vilwalk. North Carolina is now one of only 9 states that require every high school junior to take the ACT, not just students who plan to attend college. In 2012, before the mandatory requirement, the state ranked above the national average. Vilwalk said the numbers may seem discouraging, but the changes in testing are a part of a greater goal to get students prepared for college. Some have criticized the increase in standard testing, including North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Who's going to take Senator Ellie Kinnaird's seat? That story and more coming up, 8:13 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. While he's still on the road this morning checking out all the schools, Rand Northam is here with a look at your morning traffic.
What a beautiful day it is out today. I think I'm just going to say, Ron, you can take care of the newsroom and the studio the rest of the day. How about that?
That sounds good. I probably owe you.
Well, the roadway is moving fairly smoothly right now. 15501 northbound between the South Columbia area and NC 54, seeing a little bit of a delay this morning. People trying to get to work and a few school buses out there this morning as well. So use caution as you travel and give yourself a little bit of extra time. The school buses just about finishing up their routes for the day as they get their students to school for the first time this school year. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL, or you can give us a call, 919-967-8363. No matter how you communicate with us, we always ask you to do it safely. Enjoy the first day of classes today, and get there safely today.
Good opportunity to remind everybody that the same thing will be happening all over again later on when they're taking all those students home. So everybody be careful out there. Rand Northam reporting on the roads this morning, and what better way to do a traffic report on WCHL than to do it from the road itself. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. That great chewy ice as well. Cruiser's, good to go. It is 59 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny, warming up now. High today about 83. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, another really good day, partly sunny with a high of about 88 degrees.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:16. Who will replace former State Senator Ella Kinnaird? She recently resigned, as you know. Democratic Party officials say they will take 2 weeks to decide that. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says plans are in place to appoint someone to fill Ellie Kinnaird's empty Senate seat.
I'm very optimistic that most of the concerns, or really just the things that people are uncertain about, will be cleared up pretty soon.
The four-member committee charged with making that choice will hold an information session for the public and potential candidates this Wednesday at the post office and courthouse on Franklin Street. Then the committee will meet in the Chatham Community Library on September 8th to make nominations and formally vote. Ellie Kinnaird announced last week she would step down from her seat in the state Senate representing District 23, a position she's held for nearly 20 years. Since then, more than half a dozen people have put their names forward for consideration. The decision will be made by the Democratic Party's District 23 Executive Committee, made up of two representatives from Orange and two from Chatham County. But depending on whom the committee chooses, the selection of a successor could launch a new round of appointments. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton is not seeking re-election, but his current term runs through December. If he were to take the Senate seat, the Board of Aldermen could appoint someone to serve as mayor until the winner of the November election is sworn in. Current Mayor Pro Tem Lydia Lavelle is the lone candidate in that mayor's race. Hughes says if current House Representative Valerie Fouché makes the move to the Senate, state party leaders will once again be responsible for choosing a replacement.
There is another committee of the Democratic Party, two representatives from Durham, two representatives from Orange, who would actually move forward in the process to fill that vacancy for House District 50.
In addition to Chilton and Fouché, five others have declared their interest in the open Senate seat, including former State Representative Alice Boardson, former Carborough Mayor Jim Porto, attorney Heidi Chapman, author and activist Amy Tiemann, and attorney Lynn Hartzell. However, that list could grow, as eligible candidates can come forward at any time up until the start of the September 8th meeting. At Wednesday's information session, candidates will have 3 minutes each to make a statement. They'll also face questions from the committee, and there is time set aside for public comment. That meeting starts at 7 o'clock in the old courthouse and post office at 179 East Franklin Street. For more on the process for the appointment, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friends, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina Republican leaders have decided it's time the state's voters get near the front of the pack for good in choosing the next president of the United States. But how North Carolina cut in line this summer for 2016 is riling up its close neighbor in South Carolina, because the primary would bump up against South Carolina's prized first-in-the-South designation, threatening its influence. The national parties could penalize the state, too. The new elections overhaul law signed by Governor Pat McCrory this month schedules North Carolina's presidential preference primaries for all parties on the Tuesday immediately after South Carolina's, which have been commonly held in January or February. North Carolina's primaries traditionally have been held in early May alongside the other state primary races. The legislators supporting an earlier presidential primary date say it would give North Carolina a greater say over Democratic and Republican nominees, in keeping with its growing influence as a presidential background state and the nation's 10th largest by population. And a $3 million initiative, all 46 of UNC's on-campus residence halls will have Wi-Fi access by the start of the spring 2015 semester. Larry Hicks, Director of Housing and Residential Education at the university, says UNC will install 2,000 wireless access points that will provide coverage to 3.3 million square feet of residence hall space.
Last several years, particularly with the proliferation of smartphones and iPads and other devices, it really use wireless almost exclusively, we started seeing more and more of a need.
Hicks explains that the first phase of the project is complete, and Wi-Fi has been installed in dorms on South Campus. The project, which was launched back in May and is funded by the University Priorities and Budget Committee, is a collaborative effort between Information Technology Services, the Department of Housing and Residential Education, the Residence Hall Association, and ResNet. Stan Waddell, Interim Vice Chancellor for Infrastructure and Operations, says Wi-Fi connectivity within residence halls was only available in common room areas and lounges, and coverage within student rooms ran from minimal to none.
It's just not become practical to rely wholly on wired network connectivity for a residential setting.
An annual survey found that the University of North Carolina was actually behind in the realm of IT compared to other peer institutions. Waddell says the need for an expansive Wi-Fi network became a very clear necessity.
That's something the students have been fairly vocal about over the last couple of years, is having more wireless connectivity in the dorm rooms. So, and it was heard. It's just now we're in a situation financially and technologically to be able to offer this.
Waddell says Wi-Fi will be installed in four phases over the next 18 months. WCHL News Time, 8:21. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Sports this morning brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Steve Spurrier loves to beat North Carolina. He will get another chance when the sixth-ranked Gamecocks will open up their season on Thursday night against the Tar Heels. It is the first college football game of the year. Of course, we'll have it for you right here on WCHL from a North Carolina point of view. But let's talk about Spurrier for the moment. A lot of Tar Heel fans don't like him at all. Spurrier got his college football coaching start at Duke in 1987. He won all three meetings with rival Carolina before moving on to become the head football coach at Florida. Spurrier's always been grateful that Duke gave him the chance to coach. He said yesterday that it's still special when he faces the Tar Heels. Spurrier's won 20 straight season openers, including all eight season openers since he joined the Gamecocks program. If Spurrier continues that streak, you can count on All-American defensive end Jadeveon Clowney to play a big role. He is a big man, excellent football player, but Carolina has some excellent football players of its own. They say they're ready for this challenge happening down in Columbia against South Carolina, first game of the season. Spurrier says Jadeveon Clowney has had a strong camp. He's ready to go. So has Carolina. Tar Heels have been having a strong camp as well. They're ready to go. Season gets started on Thursday night. You will hear it right here on WCHL. As always, our coverage will start 3 hours before game time with Countdown to Kickoff. The tradition continues on WCHL. That'll be followed by The Good Sports with Archansky and Bob Lee, and coverage throughout the night here on WCHL. Carolina Panthers have signed free agent offensive lineman Travell Wharton. Wharton played in the first eight seasons, 2004 through 2011, of his NFL career. And the Panthers, after being selected by the team in the third round of the 2004 draft, he was there with them during all that time. Then he signed with the Cincinnati Bengals in 2012 before missing the season because of a knee injury. Now he's back with the Panthers. Wharton started all 99 games he played for the Panthers before, and he's hoping that he can get right back into the groove. Kalea Ojai scored a pair of goals, and Crystal Dunn added her third goal of the weekend as number one North Carolina defeated Virginia Commonwealth 4-0 before 919 fans at the Klockner Classic over the weekend. Ojai, the senior forward from Draper, Utah, had the game winner in the 23rd minute and then added an insurance goal in the 69th minute of action. Paige Nielsen also scored for the Tar Heels. Crystal Dunn had her third goal of the weekend as she dribbled through several defenders to score unassisted in the 73rd minute. Sophomore midfielder Caroline Lindquist and freshman midfielder Cameron Castlebury each posted their first career points with assists in the match. UNC outshot the Rams 30-4 and had a 14-1 edge over VCU in corner kicks. Coach Hanson Doris played all 26 players who dressed out, and all 26 played for at least 10 minutes. The kind of game you want early in the season. For the full report of the Tar Heel victory, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Hey, let's all get a kick out of watching Thomas Moore this season for Carolina. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook.
Though he has enough experience to be called a veteran, junior place kicker Thomas Moore has finally escaped the long shadow of the Barth brothers to earn the place kicking job for the Tar Heels. And we should all be especially proud because Moore is the first football player from East Chapel Hill High School to earn a regular spot on the UNC football field. Moore has subbed ably the last two seasons when Casey Barth was injured, but the big story is that this is the first year since 2004 when someone not named Barth will be kicking for Carolina. The new starter is Moore, the 5'10 son of Robert and Margaret Moore, and a former all-conference gritter for the Wildcats, who booted a 50-yarder to beat Northern Durham on homecoming as a senior. The spotlight will clearly be on the double major in Management and Society and Communication Studies. He might have made 6 of 10 field goals and shared the kickoff duties with Trace Jones as a freshman, but that was the so-called interim season of Everett Withers, when there were a lot bigger stories surrounding the UNC football program. And Moore did not make any bad news when he went back in for the injured Barth as a sophomore. In fact, he combined with Casey for a school record 176 consecutive PATs while making a perfect 12 of 12 himself. His most clutch game was against Maryland, converting a career-high 6 points after on a 22-yard field goal. And if I remember correctly, the Tar Heels needed every one of those points in the regular season finale slash hand ringer. The one-time walk-on begins his junior year on the biggest stage of them all, Thursday night at South Carolina on ESPN, the official start of the college football season against Steve Spurrier's sixth-ranked Gamecocks in front of 90,000 frothing fans in Williams-Brice Stadium. Makes me nervous just talking about it. Moore seems ready, having made 80% of his kicks in the preseason, and luckily having both practiced with and gotten the chance to kick in place of Barth. Moore says he hopes the Carolina family legend of Connor and Casey has left its touch on him. We hope so too, Wildcat. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruisers, good to go.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
First day of school out there, please everybody be careful. The rush is almost over now. It's almost the bottom of the hour here in the 8 o'clock hour. But please watch out for the school buses and all the kids this afternoon as well. Not only is it opening day for school in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System, but the Orange County School System also opening up today. A lot of new beginnings, a lot of kids who haven't quite got used to the routine yet, so please drive with a little extra caution today.
Performance Acura in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance Acura 100. I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. Never before have we sold 100 Acuras in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. This month is your month to win. Lease a 2013 Acura TL for $275 per month. That's luxury and style for $275 per month. Delivered with the performance promise. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 100 Acuras, including new and used, this month, every person who bought will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of an Acura to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance Acura 100, your opportunity to win.
A3318, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing excludes tax tag and $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $36,800 and selling price of $32,607. Financing with approved credit.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound. And remember, the wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value, always. Performance Acura is a Hendrick team member.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Our name is WCHL. Our dialed position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 8:29 at WCHL 10. Take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Elmo's Diner in Carborough. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carborough. You can find out more about Elmo's in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, look at this. It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunshine. High today in the low 80s. Nice day on the way. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 57 or 58 degrees. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 80s. So a little bit warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll have some clouds moving in and just a slight chance of a shower or two in the evening. 20% chance. A low tomorrow night in the upper 60s. And then on Wednesday, if you're looking ahead that far, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Kind of your typical late summer forecast, and the high in the upper 80s. So some really good weather here for today in particular. Tomorrow is going to be really nice. And then a chance of rain developing tomorrow night and on Wednesday as well. So pretty good weather. Hang in there. More local news on the way next.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A doctor traveling with UN inspectors to a Damascus suburb says they're testing survivors of last week's alleged chemical attack by Syrian troops. Earlier, a UN vehicle was shot at and disabled on the way to the site. In this country, Tennessee's Bob Corker, the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says, should there be military action against Syria?
I think it's going to happen. I had a conversation last night with Situation Room. There's no question the administration is building support among NATO allies. Our assets are in place.
The Navy destroyer has been moved into the Mediterranean, perhaps to launch cruise missile strikes. Corker told CBS this morning.
I do hope that when we're involved, it's surgical, it's proportional to what has occurred.
And that might be the case, says White House correspondent Major Garrett.
Top administration officials do not describe this as an effort to topple the Assad regime, but to penalize the widespread use of chemical weapons and deter their future use and proliferation.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 60 degrees in Chapel Hill. We'll look for sunshine and the high today in the low 80s. I'm Ron Stutz. Students in Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools head back to school this morning. And for two elementary schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough District, the first day of the new school year also marks the first day of a new era. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're delighted to be the district's first magnet school and looking forward to the opportunity in using bilingual education to close the achievement gap, particularly for students who have historically not been successful in our schools.
That's Emily Bivens, principal at Frank Porter Graham Elementary, which reopens on Monday as a dual-language magnet school, the first in the district. More than 500 kids are enrolled at FPG, about half of which are new students in the district's Spanish dual-language program. Meanwhile, across town, the new Northside Elementary School is finally open for business after years in the making, with 496 students enrolled and 80 employees on staff, and school officials say they couldn't be more excited. Principal Cheryl Carnahan, formerly of Estes Hills Elementary, sums up Northside's mission statement.
Thinking, learning, and growing with purpose, persistence, and pride.
Not to mention an approach that's eminently forward-thinking while still nodding back to the past. Every facet of the new building is consciously tailored to be both eco-friendly and high-tech, from the placement of the windows to the design of the students' chairs. Reflectors and skylights throughout the building maximize natural light to save on electricity. That electricity is channeled instead into a wide variety of state-of-the-art technology, including iPads, one for every two students, high-speed wireless internet, and interactive whiteboards that also function as massive touchscreens. Chalk on a slate is ancient history. Students sit on chairs designed to allow for wiggle room. They're even comfortable for adults. And the teachers wear microphones to ensure sound quality. Here's Carnahan.
It's a different way of thinking about technology, and our focus is always on what can we do to collaborate, communicate, and create with our technology.
But even as Northside looks to the future, it also makes a concerted effort to stay rooted in its historic past. Its location at 350 Coldwell Street is also the site of the original Northside Elementary, which served as Chapel Hill's elementary school for African Americans prior to integration. That history is preserved on the first floor of the three-story building with a commemorative wall, a trophy case, and a gallery of decades-old photos, a veritable museum of the Northside community's educational history. That history will make its way into the classrooms as well. Northside's approach revolves around student-driven, project-based learning, and Carnahan says the first school-wide project will focus on Northside.
It will be about 12 weeks, and we'll start in October, building community and looking at the history of our school site. The essential question is, how can we, as historians, document what has happened in the past and use that for the present and project to the future?
And since the school is seeking to look in two directions at once, it's only fitting that Northside's symbol is the compass. There are dozens of them on the walls, floors, even the clocks, and the team name is the Navigators. Neither Northside nor FPG are opening without controversy, of course. In 2012, parents at FPG protested strongly against the school board's decision to convert the school to a dual-language magnet. And earlier this year, parents across the district spoke out against the new redistricting plan, which moved a large number of students out of their previous schools to ease overcrowding and make way for Northside. And as students across Chapel Hill-Carborough return to class, school officials behind the scenes are still contending with another round of budget cuts at the state level, not to mention the threat of an even more difficult financial strain next year when the district's fund balance is projected to run dry. Still, Monday is a day of pride and optimism for local schools, Northside, FPG, and everywhere, as thousands of Orange County students return to what remain two of the top-rated districts in North Carolina. Here's Chapel Hill-Carborough District spokesperson Jeff Nash.
It is going to be a great school year in Chapel Hill-Carborough City Schools. It was a great year last year, and we have every reason to believe that despite anything you might see coming outside the Beltline, this is going to be a great school year.
Visit this story on our website, chapelboro.com, to see photos from the new Northside Elementary. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:36. While I was away on vacation, one of the things I found out was that Senator Ellie Kinnaird had decided to resign. Of course, she is going to be working on a pet project to get voters registered all over the state of North Carolina. And my immediate reaction was disappointment, of course, but now I know that she's very excited about doing that. Who will replace former state Senator Ellie Kinnaird? Democratic Party officials say they will take a couple of weeks to decide that and probably no more. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says plans are in place to appoint someone to fill Ellie Kinnaird's empty Senate seat.
I'm very optimistic that most of the concerns, or really just the things that people are uncertain about, will be cleared up pretty soon.
The four-member committee charged with making that choice will hold an information session for the public and potential candidates this Wednesday at the post office and courthouse on Franklin Street. Then the committee will meet in the Chatham Community Library on September 8th to make nominations and formally vote. Ellie Kinnaird announced last week she would step down from her seat in the state Senate representing District 23, a position she's held for nearly 20 years. Since then, more than half a dozen people have put their names forward for consideration. The decision will be made by the Democratic Party's District 23 Executive Committee, made up of two representatives from Orange and two from Chatham County. But depending on whom the committee chooses, the selection of a successor could launch a new round of appointments. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton is not seeking re-election, but his current term runs through December. If he were to take the Senate seat, the Board of Aldermen could appoint someone to serve as mayor until the winner of the November election is sworn in. Current Mayor Pro Tem Lydia Lavelle is the lone candidate in that mayor's race. Hughes says if current House Representative Valerie Fouché makes the move to the Senate, state party leaders will once again be responsible for choosing a replacement.
There is another committee of the Democratic Party, two representatives from Durham, two representatives from Orange, who would actually move forward in the process to fill that vacancy for House District 50.
In addition to Chilton and Fouché, five others have declared their interest in the open Senate seat, including former State Representative Alice Boardson, former Carborough Mayor Jim Porto, attorney Heidi Chapman, author and activist Amy Tiemann, and attorney Lynn Hartzell. However, that list could grow, as eligible candidates can come forward at any time up until the start of the September 8th meeting. At Wednesday's information session, candidates will have 3 minutes each to make a statement. They'll also face questions from the committee, and there is time set aside for public comment. That meeting starts at 7 o'clock in the old courthouse and post office at 179 East Franklin Street. For more on the process for the appointment, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friends, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In a $3 million initiative, all 46 of UNC's on-campus residence halls will have Wi-Fi access by the beginning of the spring 2015 semester. Larry Hicks is Director of Housing and Residential Education at UNC. He says the university will install 2,000 wireless access points that will provide coverage to 3.3 million square feet of residence hall space.
So over the last several years, particularly with the proliferation of smartphones and iPads and other devices that really use wireless almost exclusively, we started seeing more and more of a need.
Hicks explains that the first phase of the project is finished, and Wi-Fi has been installed in dorms on UNC's South Campus. The project, which was launched in May and is funded by the University Priorities and Budget Committee, is a collaborative effort between Information Technology Services, the Department of Housing and Residential Education, the Residence Hall Association, and ResNet. Stan Waddell, Interim Vice Chancellor for Infrastructure and Operations, says Wi-Fi connectivity within residence halls was only available in common room areas and lounges, and coverage within student rooms ranged from minimal to none.
It's just not become practical to rely wholly on wired network connectivity for a residential setting.
An annual survey found that the university was behind in the realm of IT compared to other peer institutions. Waddell says the need for an expansive Wi-Fi network became a very clear necessity.
That's something the students have been fairly vocal about over the last couple of years, is having more wireless connectivity in the dorm rooms. So, and it was heard. It's just now we're in a situation financially and technologically to be able to offer this.
Waddell says Wi-Fi will be installed in four phases over the next 18 months. WCHL News Time, 8:40. 20 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up, more on what's happening at Elmo's Diner. And today's commentary on the way from Wiley Post. He talks about the North Carolina legislature and the damage, he says, it's done to North Carolina's reputation.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There is no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
We offer free head exams. We're sort of famous for it. People think it's funny when we say, get your free head exam. And it does sound funny, but it's serious business, because you can lose your diamond if you don't do it. If you don't get your free head exam, I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Of course, the head I'm talking about is not the one attached to your neck. There are other professionals for that. I'm talking about the head of your ring. That's the part that holds your diamond. The head of your ring has prongs, and it has wells that keep the head attached to your ring. Those parts wear out, they get weak, and they break. But foolish you, you didn't get your free head exam at Grimble Jewelers, so you didn't realize that your head was falling apart, and one day your diamond was gone just like that. You can stop that from happening to you, just come see us at Grimble Jewelers. Say you want your free head exam. You'll laugh, we'll laugh, and we will save your diamond from falling out, and you'll be really happy.
8:43 at WCHL. We have 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, 60 in Carborough.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Since taking control of the governorship and tightening their control of the state legislature in 2012, Republicans have turned North Carolina into a prime example of destruction that occurs when the GOP has complete power in any state. Over the past 7 months, conservatives have made efforts to enact extreme right-wing policies that have turned the state into a national laughingstock and one of the worst states to live. While opposed to universal background checks on people to buy guns, Republicans passed a bill requiring any person who applies for federal or state assistance to undergo a background check and drug test. 70,000 North Carolinians have lost their federal benefits because of the GOP war on welfare recipients and the unemployed. Speaking of guns, rather than pass gun control laws to keep our children from getting shot and killed, Republicans in North Carolina doubled down on gun rights, passing a bill allowing people to carry guns in playgrounds and bars, and what could possibly go wrong with that? Tax cuts for the rich, increased fees for the poor. Republicans also passed a bill giving a $10,000 tax cut to North Carolina millionaires, a tab of which will be paid by the poor, who will see their taxes and everyday fees rise to pay for the cut. So the wealthy once again get to walk all over the poor, because Republicans think punishing the poor is better than raising taxes on people who can actually afford it. This measure could go hand in hand with a voting measure that raises campaign contribution levels to $5,000. That hefty tax cut on the rich will go directly to the Republican Party reelection funds. North Carolina Republicans also want their citizens to be stupid. That's why they introduced a bill to strip public schools of a whopping $90 million and give the cash to a private for-profit schools instead. North Carolina has become the most backward state in the nation. The Republican Party is squarely to blame. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. It's time for our annual back-to-school dry mounting sale. Don't miss out on 20% off all dry mounting now through Labor Day. With our massive selection of fine art prints and these great dry mounting savings, we can help you spruce up your dorm room, apartment, or house in no time. Take advantage of our dry mounting on the spot while you wait and save money while you're at it. So hurry on in. Sale ends Labor Day. The Print Shop, for over 40 years, your art print and framing store in University Mall.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Good morning. It is 8:46 at WCHL, and we're going to talk to Marielle Hewitt of Elmo's Diner in Carrboro this morning. But guess what? She got caught in all that back-to-school traffic this morning and won't be able to make it in, certainly not on time. So we're going to talk to her one morning later on this week. We'll tell you about all the great things going on at Elmo's Diner. Marielle is the manager and driving force behind Elmo's Diner. It's become quite an institution over the years. We'll tell you why it's called a diner and not a restaurant. We'll tell you about one of Carrboro's legendary mysteries, who is Elmo? And we'll talk about a lot of other things. We'll also talk about the duck. And if you've been to Elmo's, you know all about the duck. All right, so that's coming up later on this week on WCHL. 8:47 at WCHL coming up. Next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We also have today's WCHL Hometown Hero coming up.
We offer free head exams. We're sort of famous for it. People think it's funny when we say, get your free head exam. And it does sound funny, but it's serious business, because you can lose your diamond if you don't do it. If you don't get your free head exam. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Of course, the head I'm talking about is not the one attached to your neck. There are other professionals for that. I'm talking about the head of your ring. That's the part that holds your diamond. The head of your ring has prongs, and it has wells that keep the head attached to your ring. Those parts wear out, they get weak, and they break. But foolish you, you didn't get your free head exam at Grimble Jewelers, so you didn't realize that your head was falling apart, and one day your diamond was gone just like that. You can stop that from happening to you, just come see us at Grimble Jewelers. Say you want your free head exam. You'll laugh, we'll laugh, and we will save your diamond from falling out, and you'll be really happy.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, Rand Northam has been out on the roads this morning reporting on the opening of schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District. It's also opening day for the Orange County school system. A lot of new beginnings today. A lot of folks who don't quite know what they're doing yet haven't really settled into their regular routine. So traffic's still a little bit heavy, a little congested. Please be careful. Continue to around school zones. And the same will go for this afternoon. But all in all, it's been a pretty good morning as far as traffic is concerned, except for all those delays, which we can't really call unexpected because we knew it was going to happen. It just takes some getting used to. Everything is pretty much copacetic this morning at WCHL. If you want to become a road warrior, you know some specific problems we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Talk to Rand. We'll get it on the radio. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Southern Rail in Carborough. And Southern Rail is the place to go for the station bar and beer garden. Eclectic mix of restaurant, beer garden, bar, tiger room, all there. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough, right next to the tracks. On the tracks, in fact. All right. It's 63 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine, high today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 57 or 58 degrees. Tomorrow we'll look at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 80s. A little warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night we'll have some more clouds moving in with a slight chance of shower in the evening. Only about 20% chance. Low tomorrow night in the upper 60s. So all in all, pretty darn good weather. 850. At WCHL. Coming up, Stephanie Miller Show from 9 until noon on WCHL. Between now and then, you're going to meet today's WCHL hometown hero. And also, you have an opportunity to call in right now and tell me the word of the day from Wayne Pond. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
In the nation, they go by Guardian, Lifesaver, and Friend. At Nationwide Insurance, we just call them agents. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Join the nation that cares.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency. And instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea. Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been the professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
This is Roy Williams, and I'm the head basketball coach at the University of North Carolina, as long as Ron Stutz lets me be that. Ron Boy, I said, I can remember when you had more hair. I can remember when you were a lot slimmer. Regretfully, I don't have anything else to do, so my alarm clock goes off every morning, and who do I listen to? I listen to you, so maybe I'm still living a deprived life. This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron. John Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you probably put them to sleep again.
Thank you so much, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro on WCHL.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for waking up the Chapel Hill Carrboro community.
Thank you, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron, thanks for all you've done and for waking up Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
I want to thank Ron Stutz for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
This is Mick Mixon speaking. Ron, thank you so much for waking up Chapel Hill in your own style.
Incredible.
All right, thank you very much. 853 at WCHL. Thank you for all the phone calls this morning with the word of the day. James Hosh, the first to get in here with the correct answer. Wayne's word of the day is Cassandra. Cassandra. You might know that as a name. I certainly do, and didn't think it had any other meaning. But Cassandra, C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A, means someone who can predict the future. And oftentimes it has a negative connotation, sort of a blessing and a curse. Cassandra, that is our word of the day. And James Hosh of Chapel Hill called in with the answers to those questions. He knew the word. He knew how to spell it. He knew how to define it. And he will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Wayne will have another word for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kathy Porter is Executive Director of the RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program, a part of the Orange County Department on Aging. And Kathy Porter is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Well, the RSVP program is the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and we basically recruit volunteers that are 55 years of age and over, and we recruit them and refer them to nonprofit agencies throughout the community. And at this time, we have approximately 550 volunteers that work in over 100 different nonprofit agencies and programs.
That is just amazing, and you're talking about some people who put in a lot of hours doing this.
Yes, we are. We have some volunteers that almost look at it as a full-time job, working in several different agencies maybe. It is something that it takes great dedication for some people. On the other hand, you've got people that maybe work once a month for maybe 4 hours, or maybe they work several times a year doing one-shot volunteer assignments, helping out with a health fair or a street festival or just a one-time thing.
Kathy Porter has served as director of the RSVP program for a long time.
Been with the program here in Orange County for 25 years now, and as executive director, 19 years as executive director.
Wow, that's been a long time, and I know you've worked with some wonderful people, and I guess that probably is one of the main pleasures of the job, getting to work with such great people, at the same time knowing that you're really helping the Orange County community.
Oh, yes. We not only work with nonprofit agencies, we have several programs that we coordinate ourselves through RSVP, and one of those programs is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, where we work with people who have low to middle incomes, and we prepare their tax returns.
RSVP hosts an annual recognition luncheon. This year's event was a lot of fun.
It sure was. We had about 350 people there, volunteers mostly, but then we had some of our local representatives who came to help us recognize the volunteers, and so it was a wonderful event.
Kathy Porter, thank you for all you do to make Orange County a better place in which to live. Kathy Porter, director of the RSVP program. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
WCHL, it is 8:57, and it's going to be a really nice day. We'll have a full look at your forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Want to say congratulations again to our winner of a gift card, $50 gift card, good from Glass Half Full in Carrboro. It goes to Jamie Nunnally, today's winner. If you'd like to be one of our winners, all you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page. You can get eligible to win, and we still have more to give away. throughout the month of August, and that, as you know, is only a few more days. So go ahead and get eligible to win. Go to our Facebook page, and we may be calling your name here in the next few days. It is Gift Card Mania all month long during the month of August. Again, our winner today, $50 gift card from Glass Half Full in Carrboro, is Jamie Nunnally of Chapel Hill.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
All right, time now to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. It is 64 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunshine today. It's going to warm up quickly. We're going to have a high this afternoon of about 83. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a little warmer, high in the upper 80s tomorrow. Now, tomorrow night, we'll have a slight chance of a shower moving in here, about a 20% chance with a low tomorrow night in the upper 60s.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship.